and follow him, it would be wise for you to do so as well. Therefore, for the next 90 days, your path to purpose, passion, and peace will take you on a tour of the lives of several biblical saints who lived the kind of life you long for. They didn't get everything right, and they made plenty of mistakes along the way. But they learned from their missteps, stayed on the path, and pursued God's will for their lives. And they discovered, as David did, "You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever." Psalm 16, verse 11, NASB. Naturally, before you start on a long journey, it's always a good idea to ensure you have all you need. The good news is that the Lord has already supplied you with everything essential for your spiritual journey. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 promises, "His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness, through the true knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence." Indeed, your passport, the blood of Jesus, was secured for you at Calvary. Your trustworthy guide is the Holy Spirit, who will faithfully teach you as you go. And your guidebook, the Bible, has all the information you'll require along the way. Nothing has been left out or forgotten. You are fully equipped for the adventure ahead and to embrace the life God has for you. Indeed, it's when you face your greatest needs, when you come to the end of your ability and feel the most lost, that you'll realize the absolute abundance and wisdom of His provision. So set out with full confidence in the God who leads you. Trust Him and enjoy your journey. Day 1. The Pathway to Purpose. Scripture reading, Romans chapter 4. Key verse, Romans chapter 4, verse 18. "Who, contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be." Hannah Whittle Smith once wrote, "Sight is not faith, and hearing is not faith, neither is feeling faith, but believing when we neither see, hear, nor feel is faith. Therefore, we must believe before we feel, and often against our feelings, if we would honor God by our faith." When you read the account of Abram's life, you realize he was a man of faith. God asked him to do something most of us would find very difficult, and that was to lead his family and friends and go to an unfamiliar land. Yet God's reassuring words lessened Abram's fear. "I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great. And so you shall be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you." Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, NASB. Abram, or Abraham, as he was later called by God, gave little thought to the fact that his name would be made great. The most important thing to him was the exercise of his faith through obedience. Anytime God calls you to step out in faith, He will provide the reassurance you need to go forward by faith. Your only responsibility is to obey and follow Him. Abraham left everything simply because God said, "Go." Goals for the day. Read Romans 4. Spend some time thinking about how Paul pointed to the life of Abraham to show that righteousness is credited through faith in God's promises, not through human effort. Faith in action.